CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 5th of January. Here are the main news headlines. The GB2RS News Service is the subject of tomorrow's Tonight at 8 webinar. The RSGB 2025 election process has begun. Don't forget to report YOTA activity. The news team and all the staff at the RSGB HQ would like to wish our news readers, listeners and online readers a very happy new year. We'd like to remind everyone that we always welcome your news by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk with the deadline of 10 a.m. sharp, as it says here, on Thursday mornings. Now on with the news. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2025 will be live tomorrow, Monday the 6th of January. During the presentation, you'll get the behind-the-scenes insight into the RSGB's GB2RS News Service, which is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. The team of presenters include GB2RS News Manager Steve Richards, G4HPE, and also Radcom Managing Editor Ed O'Neill, M0TZX, who will explain how a team of people produces and shares the weekly GB2RS News. You'll also hear from the Society's Operating Awards Manager, Lindsay Pennell, GI3KME, who has details about a series of special GB2RS awards for you to chase. Pete Sobey at G0PNM will give you a newsreader's perspective of the weekly broadcast. Find out more about this fascinating discussion and the presenters by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Watch the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. What are your goals for 2025? Could you spare some time and share your expertise to make a difference within amateur radio? The RSGB 2025 elections process has begun and nominations are open for a range of volunteer roles. The RSGB President, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will reach the end of his second year as President at the AGM and so will stand down. There are also two elected board director vacancies. The board is looking for people with specific skills to fill these roles. The current president is one of the few at board level with extensive experience in spectrum matters and is negotiating with the authority. So that skills gap needs to be filled. Outreach has been an important focus within the last year for the Society, and it would like to support the current activities and expand them. These developments will include encouraging practical skills amongst the amateur radio community and also building links within the organisations. Building those relationships will require someone with drive and determination, but also tact and diplomacy. There are 8 further posts available for RSGB regional reps, ranging from Region 1 in Scotland to Region 11 in the South West. For more information about the roles, as well as the application forms and candidate packs, go to the RSGB website for more under election. December 2024 saw a wide range of individuals, clubs, schools and universities encouraging youngsters to get on the air and try amateur radio as part of YOTA Month 2024. The RSGB National Radio Centre also hosted the call sign over a number of evenings and weekends. If you were involved with Youngsters on the Air Month and would like your activities to be included in the RSGB special Radcom feature, remember that you need to email your photo and a short report to comms@rsgb.org.uk by Tuesday, the 7th of January. Do you like making things? Are you interested in creating software for use in amateur radio? Have you thought about entering the RSGB's construction competition? This annual competition is judged online to allow RSGB members from the UK and across the world to participate and demonstrate their creativity. In line with the Society's strategic priority of growth, there'll be a new outreach category this year in which members are encouraged to submit a project that can be reproduced in a school or public environment. The other five categories are beginners, construction excellence, innovation, software and antennas. The winner of each section will receive a cash prize with a bonus for the overall winner. The deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2025. Find out more by going to the RSGB site under construction competition. Now for details of rallies and events, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally takes place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caister Road in Market Raisin. Doors open 10 a.m, admission £3. Hot refreshments and ample free car parking will be available. Cost for a table is £10. To book, please contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, on 07777699069 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee in Lancashire, WN72PJ. Please note the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has had to be reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for several years at £10 per table. For more information, visit wmrc.co.uk. On the 1st of March, the Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society annual rally takes place at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballininch Road, BT26 6AR. Doors open at 10:30. More details, visit ivarlvars.uk, that's LVARS.UK. The Exeter Radio Rally takes place on the 2nd of March at the Ken Centre, EX67UE, from 10 a.m. Traders and catering will be available on site. More information, contact Pete, G3ZVI, by phone 07714198374 or email g3zvi@yahoo.co.uk. Special event news today, the 5th, is the last chance to work the special call sign OZ400POST. The station is active celebrating the anniversary of Denmark's postal system, which was originally established on Christmas Eve in 1624. Visit QRZ.com to read about awards that are available for working the station. To commemorate the 100th anniversary of the opening of the Portishead radio, call sign GKA, receiving site at Highbridge in Somerset, special call sign GB1GKA will be operated until the 31st of January. Operation will be mainly focused on CW, but some SS activity is also planned. The station will be active on all bands from 40 to 10 metres. British Railway Amateur Radio Society is running special event station GB0LMR during 2025, celebrating 200 years of train travel. Operation will be manned mainly focused on the 40 and 10 metre bands. QSL via the Bureau, more information available at qrz.com. And in celebration of the 70th anniversary of GB2RS News Service, special call sign GB70RS has been on the air since the 1st of January. Listen out for operations for operators on all modes and all bands, QSL via the Bureau, EQSL or Logbook of the World. For more information, visit GB70RS page at qrz.com. Now to DX News, Brian, GW4DVB, is operating from St Kitts as V4 stroke call sign until tomorrow, the 6th of January. The station is active using multiple modes on the 160 to 6 metre bands. QSL direct to Brian, more information at qrz.com. Ralph, DB4REB, is active as CN2REB from Morocco. Until the 30th of January, he's operating CW, FT8 and SSB on various bands, QSL via EQSL or direct to Ralph's home call. More information on QRZ.com. The ARRL Ritty Roundup started at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 4th of January and ends at 2359 UTC today, Sunday the 5th. Using Ritty on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number, USA stations send their state and Canadian stations send their province. Tomorrow the 6th, the IRTS 80-metre daytime counties contest runs from 1700 to 1800 UTC using SSB and CW on 80 metres. The exchange of signal report and serial number, EI and GI stations also send their county. On Tuesday the 7th, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC on FM on the 2-metre band, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange and, surprisingly, signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on the 8th, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 70 centimetre band, exchange as above. And if you're in one, you can apply to enter the other. On Thursday the 9th, the RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 11th, the Worktall Breton 1.8 megs phone contest runs 1900 to 2300 UTC SSB on the 160-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and Worktall Breton squares. On Sunday the 12th, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40-metre data mode contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using PSK 63 and RTTY on the 80 and 40-metre bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write: we started the new year with a bank, or more precisely a KP index of 8 and widespread visible aurora. This was caused by a partial halo coronal mass ejection and associated with an eruption in the sun's southeast quadrant on the 29th of December. The strong G3 to severe G4 geomagnetic storm peaked at about 1800 UTC on the 1st of January, as the solar wind speed moved past Earth at just above 500 kilometres per second. It then subsided as the BZ component settled into a north-pointing position. HF propagation suffered as a result, with the maximum usable frequency down for the rest of the evening. By the morning of the 2nd, things had improved and maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometre path were back above 28 megs. The solar flux index remained above 200, which no doubt helped, but we are in rocky times from a space weather point of view. A large coronal hole became Earth-facing on Friday the 3rd of January, which will no doubt cause some magnetic disturbance today the 5th, as the KP index rises. NOAA predicts the solar flux index may decline this week, possibly ending in the 160s to 170s. Geomagnetic conditions may also be in for a rough ride around the 10th and 11th, when the KP index is forecast to reach 4. From a radio point of view, January is a peak time for low-band DXing. The nights are long and dark, so make the most of the 160 to 80-metre bands. You may also get DX during the late afternoon on the 40-metre band. During the daytime, keep an eye on the 10-metre band, which may throw up the odd interesting DX station while the solar flux index remains high. VHF and up, to start the year, the main feature is low pressure over the country, but in the depths of winter, it's good to remember that snow and rain both provide scattering opportunities for the gigahertz band. There's also a glimmer of tropo hope at the end of the coming week, about the 11th or 12th, as high pressure builds over northern Britain. This will be a cold air high, which tends not to be the best for tropo, but it's worth a look nevertheless. Solar conditions provided an aurora on New Year's Day with brief index of 8. During the afternoon, with other disturbances possible, it's worth keeping up to date with solar conditions and prospects for geomagnetic storms on spaceweather.com. This is one propagation mode where CW is much easier to copy under the difficult conditions of aurora. Meteor scatter propagation is driven by the quarantids in the first week of January. It peaks on the 4th but spans the period up to the 12th. This is a productive shower with an hourly rate of 120. Since it's the last major excitement until the late April Lyrids, make the most of it before we're reduced to chasing random meteor activity during the rest of winter. We've previously mentioned the chance of out-of-season sporadic E in midwinter, and we still have the next week to keep alert, especially in view of the Quarantids, adding fuel to the E region. The ionised trails of the meteors provide long-lived metallic ions, which is the material that gets focused into sporadic E if we're lucky. The moon starts this weekend with a negative but rising declination, going positive today, the 5th, so moon windows continue to lengthen. Path losses are low with perigee on Wednesday. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.